What did Hagley Park in Ōtautahi, Christchurch, look like before it was Hagley Park? It's been at the heart of the city since it was set aside for recreation and enjoyment in the 1850s, soon after the first ships carrying British settlers arrived in Canterbury. It was named after the English country seat of Lord Lyttelton, chair of the Canterbury Association, which established the Church of England settlement of Christchurch, and it was quickly planted with mostly English trees. Aroha Novak is a multimedia artist based in Otepoti, Dunedin. She's just installed a project around Hagley Park called The Native Section, a series of hand-embroidered billboards. And if you go on our webpage, you can have a look at them. They're rather lovely, transparent, yet explicit. And Aroha Novak joins me now. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
You've just installed them. How did the installation go?
It went so well. They've just been installed over the past few days, and I can't have imagined it going even more smoothly than it did. So, yeah, very pleased. They look great.
They do look great.
I do say so myself.
Yes, you do say so yourself. you've done embroidery previously, have you not?
I have, but I wouldn't call myself a master crafter or embroiderer. I don't want to be, I don't consider myself a master at that technique. It's more of a means to an end with the projects that I've done. But I have done embroidery for another public work, which included tiny little banners, which I put around the perimeter of the Carisbrook Stadium site. Looking at the history of that site and then embroidering different parts of that history onto small little handkerchief-sized pieces of canvas.
And you hang these on a fence line. I think you were making a case in that work for at least some green space to be left at the old Carisbrook site. Has it been? Because I know it was sold. It's been developed. Industrial office developments on the way, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it was land banked by a private company. And now I think it's going to be placemakers.
So like, no green space.
The big hardware store. No green space, unfortunately, which is it's kind of sad. But I think there's other pockets of South Dunedin which will become green space, because it's a place that really needs it. It's quite condensed housing and low socioeconomic area, so it just really needs more green space. I used to live in Caversham, so that's why I was drawn to creating that particular project.
In Hagley Park, we are told, I don't know where I read this, that before it was made Hagley Park, it was scrubby grassland and shingle, crossed by creeks feeding the Avon River, unprepossessing in appearance. Do you think that's a particularly English view of an indigenous space?
Well, I think that was like a beautiful description of a space. I think it was quite swampy as well. And within the research that I was doing, there was a lot of references to the swampiness, but also to the people who inhabited the space as being called swamp dwellers. But that research was those references were by a particular historian called W.A. Taylor, and he's just completely contested by iwi, and I can't. Yeah, just can't reference his work because it's not accurate. Basically.
Fair enough. The Hagley Park project, the Native Section, is part of the public art festival Scape. And you have worked with Mana Ke Whenua Land Care Research, who have samples of plants that are no longer there. That's how you were informed about the plants that you embroidered on the billboards, is it?
Yes, well, during the research, I found these references to this botanist called J.B. Armstrong, who had notated all of the indigenous plant life and flora before Hagley Park became Hagley Park.
Oh, good
And
on
so
him.
I just put me on this little research hole or rabbit hole of finding this list. And so I finally eventually found the list that another botanist had notated in a paper in the 1900s, and there's 88 indigenous plants on this list. And so I then from that list went to Manaaki Whenua, who helped me find those plants and find some of the original specimens from the 1860s, which J.B. Armstrong had taken from the site. And so from that, we've actually borrowed some of those specimens, and they are being exhibited at the Canterbury Museum. And from that list, that's where I've got the images of the plants, which are embroidered on the large billboards, which are around Hagley Park.
So,
And through that process, I also added the Māori names to all of the plants.
what's Pūāwānanga, for example?
So that's the native clematis.
Ah.
So that's a beautiful climbing flowery plant, which is called clematis, but it's Pūāwānanga in Te Reo Māori. So part of the project was renaming these plants because they had original names before they had the Latin names.
Of course.
And on the big billboard, which is on the front of the museum building, that is a list of Māori plant names from Hagley Park. So it's kind of a quiet gesture into reclaiming those names and putting them back into the landscape.
What's rarahu?
That's bracken.
Right. It's very nice on the embroidery. These specimens that you looked, Armstrong specimens, have they borne out well? I mean, they must be very fragile. How have they been kept?
So it's really fascinating. They're kind of pressed. It's like pressing flowers. So they're pressed between bits of paper. So I went out to Manaaki Whenua Land Care Research Facility yesterday to go meet the botanist I've been working with, Ines Schoenberger, who's been amazingly helpful. And she showed me their process of how they press their plants. And it's basically been the same process since the 1700s. So they've got a whole collection of pressed plants from Captain Cook's first endeavour journey to New Zealand. So they've got the original plants from Banks and Solander, Joseph Banks, who notated a lot of New Zealand's flora and fauna. And they look like dried plants. They're just quite amazing, really, that these things are hundreds of, over 100 years old, and you can still see that it's a plant, and you can still see the little seeds and flowers, but it's dried out and it's flattened.
Yeah, interesting. You've done another botanical project, have you not, at Port Chalmers?
Oh, it was, yeah, I guess it is botanical. Yeah, I was working with children with a friend of mine. We did an artist residency out there, and we were looking at the forest floor and we got the kids to create three-dimensional objects based on any kind of insects or flora or fauna or fungi that they could find. And we created a movie out of their objects. We made a conveyor belt theatre and paraded their objects along it and filmed it. It was kind of in response to COVID-19, that every year in Port Chalmers they have a parade, an art parade, and they get an artist in residence to work with school children and go on a parade around the streets. But because of restrictions, they couldn't do a physical parade. So we created like a visual parade of their stuff, of their creations, via a film, which is, we've just finished it.
Oh, have you? What's it?
Yeah.
When can, where can people see it?
I think it will be on Vimeo, and it's pretty, I mean, it's like a cardboard theatre. I don't know if it's a film. It's more, I don't know if I should call it a film or just a documentation of an art project, but it's called Te Tai Ao, which means the natural world, and it's just based on loosely based on the creation theory of rangi and papa opening of being separated. So the story of te kore, te pō, and te ao marama. So there's like going from nothingness into the world of light. Yeah.
I'm just looking at a text here that you will appreciate if I can only find it again. We had just begun talking by sheer coincidence, says Vicky, when I found myself stopped at traffic lights right at the northeast corner of Hagley Park, besides one of the pieces. I'm very excited about exploring the series on foot. And a lot of other
Awesome.
people are saying yes, really looking forward to it. So well done, congratulations. How long will they be up for, Araha?
They're up until the 14th of January.
Oh, good. So people have time.
Yeah.
Excellent. They'll become
Yeah.
part of the landscape. People will miss them when they go. Araha Novak, Ngā Mihi, she is the multimedia artist who's created the embroidery panels around Hagley Park.